when I got ready to leave, before I went to Mexico, God was speaking to me about, and different people were mentioning to me about the Jabez Prayer. When I got in South Texas, I started hearing about the Jabez Prayer. When I come back home on Saturday night, I'm watching, I can't think of his name, but it's with the Fellowship Church, and I think it's Granbury, and he's teaching on the Jabez Prayer. I came up to the church on Sunday morning, and when I come to the church on Sunday morning, Barbara brought me a book about the Jabez Prayer. I got a feeling that God wants me to talk about the Jabez Prayer. Amen? I just get this feeling that, you know, I mean, sometimes God's got to hit you up beside the head with a baseball bat to get your attention. Amen? You understand? Anybody been there besides me? So I had already read the prayer several times and had saw a lot of things in it, and I shared a little bit Sunday night, but I just felt like I should go in depth, and I want to talk about the different parts of this prayer tonight. I want to talk about some things that God has showed me. The first thing I want to say to you is, I believe without a doubt that there are so many blessings in heaven that have your name on it that you have not received yet. Come on, somebody. That you have not received yet. That you have not, it has not entered in, you haven't seen, you haven't heard. It hasn't entered into your heart the way God truly wants to bless you. Amen? And there's a story about a man that went to heaven. And it's, when he got to heaven, he was walking around with St. Peter. And as he was there, he saw this big building that looked like a warehouse. Great big warehouse. And he said, I want to go in there. And St. Peter said, no, not there. And they walked on around a little bit. So he came back, and he came around back in front of that warehouse-looking building again. He said, I want to go in there. And he said, well, just let him look in the door. But instead of looking in the door, he walks all the way in, and he sees all of these shelves after shelf after shelf, and they're all in alphabetical order, A's and the B's and the C's, and he's looking everywhere. And he said, what is that? He said, you don't really want to know. He said, yes, I do. He said, what does all this mean? And so he keeps walking in, and St. Peter keeps trying to get him to come back, but he doesn't go, and he goes all the way in, and he starts looking, and he said, who are these people? He said, these are the saints of God's names. He said, well, what are these boxes? Some beautiful white boxes with red ribbons on them. He said, well, they belong to the saints. And he said, well, have I got one in here? He said, yes. So he starts and he goes to the Gibsons. Let's just call him Gibson. And he finds the G's and he finds Gibson. And he pulls out the box. And he unwraps it. And when he unwraps it, the glory of God just comes out of the box. And all of these gifts, all the things that God wanted to do for him while he was on this earth, come before his eyes. Suddenly. And he said, why did I not receive these? He said, you never asked for them. You never asked for them. Does anybody in here ever feel like that maybe you are walking around with a black cloud over your head and everything that you do never seems to succeed, but yet everybody else seems to succeed in things? The harder you try, the behinder you get. Anybody know what I'm talking about, you know? I mean, the more you work at it, the worse it gets. Yeah, you've been there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, I mean, the faster you run, the behinder you get, and all those kind of things. Well, I believe that Jabez was a man after your own difficulties. Come on, somebody. I believe that Jabez was a man after your own difficulties because he had some problems. Not a few. Amen? He had some problems, and he didn't have just a few problems. He had a bunch of problems. It says, in, if you want to look there, you can, but you can look right here if you want to. In 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, it says, Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez because I have bore him in sin. In pain. In other words, she had a difficult time. The Word of God doesn't really say what that difficult time was all about. It just said that she had a difficult time. She had bore him in pain. Actually, the name Jabez means pain, or one that will hurt, or one that will cause grief. What a name. What a handle. How do you like to have a name like Jabez? And, you know, everybody knows that your name means pain. You ever find some people that were just a pain? I won't say a word, but they were a pain. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, I mean, you know, nowadays I think they call them nerds, you know. These people that are just pain, you know, they just cause pain. Sometimes it's just painful to look at some of those folks. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Did anybody ever feel like you were odd man out, you know? You're like a square peg trying to go in a round hole. Come on, somebody. And every time you move, you get hurt. Come on. I mean, you know, I think that Jabez was that kind of guy, you know. He was your kind of problems. Come on, somebody. And, you know, I mean, he had these problems and situations that were always coming up in his life, you know. As a matter of fact, he got born with it. It says that now Jabez, but he was more honorable than his brothers. His mother called his name Jabez because I had bore him in pain. Now, when you're in that situation, there's not a whole lot of things for you to do except to go with the flow or call on God. You're either going to have to call on God or go with the flow or just lay down and let the train run over you. Come on, you know. Anybody been there besides me? You ever feel like the train's coming and you're chained to the tracks? You know, you remember those cartoons they used to have where this guy was always chaining this girl to the track, you know. Had this big long handlebar and mustache, and he was always chaining people to the track. You ever feel like you've been chained to the track? I think Jabez thought he was chained to the track, and the train was coming. Come on, somebody. I mean, it don't make any, I mean, you know, you can stick your hand in a bucket full of roses, and all you get is thorns. You know what I'm saying? Come on, somebody. I mean, you know, it just seemed like nothing go right for you. I mean, it's just like continually. And about the time you get up, here comes something else. Come on. I mean, boy, about the time you think, well, I am over this thing. I am through this thing. Bam! Here it comes again. And it's about twice as bad as it was the first time. I believe that Jabez was a man after your own trouble. And your own problems. I believe that this guy didn't know anything but hurt. All he'd ever done is cause hurt, and that's why they called him pain. Come on, somebody. I mean, man, he was just pain. Well, it says that Jabez called upon the God of Israel. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." Everybody say, "Bless me indeed." You know, he didn't say, "Would you just bless me?" You remember when Jesus would say things, he would say, "Truly, truly, I say to you." That's what this is insinuating. In other words, blessings, 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 indeed, indeed, indeed. Would you bless me indeed? I need some help. God, would you bless me indeed? Bless me. I mean, you know, you say, "Well, I couldn't pray a prayer like that." Well, sometimes if you get desperate enough, you're going to pray some prayers like that. It's biblical to pray like that. "Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Bless me indeed, Lord." You know, somebody's going to say, "Well, I already got enough troubles." And then he says, "Enlarge my territory. I already got enough problems in the territory I'm in, Lord. Come on." But he said, "Bless me indeed." Now, I want to read through this whole prayer for just a minute, and then I want to go back and talk about the first part of this prayer. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Oh, that you would enlarge my territory,
that your hand would be upon me, and that you would keep me from evil, and that I may not cause pain. You know, some people just have the gift to cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. He said, God, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory. Lord, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him his request. Somebody say hallelujah or glory or something. God is not one to show partiality. I said God is not one to show partiality. If God did it for Jabez and his name was Pain, he will do it for you. So the more I read this prayer, the better I like this prayer. You know, we started out the first of the year, and I'm not going to ask anybody to hold up your hands because I don't want to embarrass you. We started out the first of the year, and we said we're going to pray 24 minutes a day. Now, I just wonder what it would look like if I asked everybody that did not pray 24 minutes a day to stand up today. I wonder what it would be like if I said everybody that prayed 24 minutes a day, hold your hand up. I wonder how many hands would go up in here. I'm not asking you to hold your hand up. But we said, God, we're going to pray 24 minutes a day. This is what you told us to do. And you promised God that if we prayed 24 minutes a day, that you were going to double our blessings. Well, Jabez just cut right through all that. He said, God, bless me indeed. Say it with me. Say, God, bless me. Indeed. As a matter of fact, let's pray this prayer together. Just pray it right after me. I'm going to change a couple of words here, but it's going to have the same meaning. Oh, Lord, that you would bless us indeed. Say it with me. Enlarge our territory, and that your hand would be with us, that you would keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. Now, if you say that and mean that, you know, this prayer is good for individuals. This prayer is good for corporate. This is a good prayer. This is a good prayer. Now, I want to just look at the first part of that prayer. Now, the writer of the little book and the people I heard preaching didn't necessarily go as far as I'm intending on going tonight, or as far as I'm intending on going with this. With this particular message. But I want to look at a couple of things here. It says in the first part, it says, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Oh, that you would bless me indeed is part one. Everybody say part one. Enlarge my territory. Everybody say part two. That your hand would be with me. Say part three. That you would keep me from evil, say part four. That I may not cause pain, part five. You see, I believe that there's five sections to that prayer. Now, I believe every one of them hinges on you doing the first one, and then the next one, and then the next one. And then you end up, I notice how, you know, actually, you start looking at that prayer, and I personally have had a lot of teaching and done a lot of teaching on the Lord's Prayer, and I start hearing the Lord's Prayer in that. You know, deliver us from evil, you know. You know, don't let us go into temptation. Deliver us from evil. You know, God, don't let me cause any pain. Father, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, I start hearing the Lord's Prayer in that myself. I mean, I can see it in that. I mean, this is an outline. This is a prayer structure. So the first thing I want to talk about in this prayer structure, and I don't know how far I'm going to get tonight. I may just get through this first part. I don't know. This may end up being a series, and it may not. I don't know. God's will, whatever God wants. Because I'm just going to preach what God's put in my heart about it. Most of those folks everyone I saw is just doing four parts, but I think the fifth part is just as important as the first four. How many of you want to cause anybody pain? You don't want to cause pain. I don't want to cause pain. Jabez had caused pain his whole life. He caused pain when he got born. He caused pain. I don't know whether he was ugly to look at or what. I don't know, but the guy was hurting everybody. Come on, somebody. Huh? Had a big head, probably. He was hurting people, you know. I mean, he caused pain. He was causing pain from the word go. It says, because I bore him in pain. So Jabez says, God, that you would bless me indeed. Now let's hone in on that for just a minute. The word bless, being blessed, blessings, occurs over 600 times in the New and the Old Testament. Over 600 times. We're either blessing God or he's blessing us. Over 600 times. Do you think that God was trying to tell us something? Come on, somebody. It was kind of like what I was hearing when I was here and heard about the Jabez prayer. When I went south, I heard about the Jabez prayer. When I come home and said it in my home, I heard about the Jabez prayer. When I came up to the church Sunday morning, I heard about the Jabez prayer. I think God's trying to tell us something about the Jabez prayer, and I think God's trying to tell us something about blessings. Come on, somebody. God wants you to be blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants you blessed. He wants you to be blessed. He truly wants you to be blessed. So over 600 times in the New Testament does it talk about being blessed. Now, I'm not going to read every one of those scriptures so you can kind of take a sigh of relief. I'm only going to read half of them. I'm not really. But I thought it was interesting, and I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and say this anyway. Hallelujah. It says in Genesis 1:28, then God blessed them. Then God blessed them. Turn with me now. I want you to go with me to Psalms. We're going to read a few of the blessings. Actually, we're going to start with Psalms 1. And I want you to look at the first three verses of Psalms 1. Look at your neighbor and say, how can I be blessed? Well, first of all, you can pray for it. You can just ask, God, bless me indeed. Now, see, he didn't just say, bless me. He said, bless me indeed. In other words, bless me and continue to bless me. Let it be an ongoing thing. Lord, you know, bless me, bless me, bless me. Now, I don't know exactly how he said that. It just said, you know, he may have stood there for 30 minutes and said, God, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. I don't know. But he said, bless me indeed. In Psalms 1, verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper or shall be blessed. Say, bless me, God. Say, bless me indeed, Lord. Come on, say, just bless me, Lord. Bless me indeed, O God. Look with me in Psalms 2 and verse 11. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in your way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord. Say, put your trust in the Lord. Say, put your trust in the Lord. It says that God will bless you if you put your trust in him. Oh, come on, somebody. How many of you this week didn't trust God? I'm the only one here with my hand up. Who's lying? How many of you thought about not trusting God this week? Come on. Come on, somebody. How many of you don't care what I'm talking about? Come on. He said, blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord. Say, bless me, O Lord. I trust you. I'll trust you, Lord. Bless me. How many of you don't want to be blessed? Everybody that don't want to be blessed, raise your hand, please. because you're not going to like this service. Come on, somebody. How many of you want to be blessed? How many of you really want to be blessed? Well, hold your hand up and say, God, bless me indeed. I will trust you, Lord. Bless me indeed. Bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Come on now. And in Psalms 5, don't worry, we're not going through all of them, just about 60 of them. Psalms 5, some of you are laughing, but y'all have never been to my Freedom 1 class. Psalms 5, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, and verse 11. Let all those who rejoice, who put their trust in you, let them even shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Say it with me. He blesses the righteous. Say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I am blessed. Bless me, O God. Bless me indeed. Because I am the righteousness of your Son. Because of the blood. Because of the blood. Come on, somebody. It says that we're to enter in by a new and living way through the blood of Jesus, by a new living way. That we're to enter into the very presence of God. How many of you feel us coming in to the presence of God? We've come from the outer court, we're in the inner court, and we're looking through the Holy of Holies, about to walk in to open up, to take the ribbon off that little white box and let the glory of God come out. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Can you hear me tonight? Say, bless me indeed, O Lord. Now I want you to look with me in Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs 10. Proverbs 10 and verse 6 says, blessings are on the head of the righteous. Say it with me. Say, blessings are on the head of the righteous. You see, blessings are on the head of the righteous. Come on, somebody. You see, you have not because you haven't prayed like this. You hadn't prayed, God bless me indeed. God just bless me indeed. I need to be blessed, Lord. I mean, how many of you need some strength in your life? How many of you need some healing in your life? How many of you need some money in your life? Come on, somebody. How many of you, you know, just don't need some peace in your life? Come on, somebody. I mean, bless me indeed. It says that God's blessings are on the head of the righteous. The blessings are on the head of the righteous. Oh, man, I like that. Look with me in Proverbs 28. Lord, I give you praise tonight. Proverbs 28. 28. And verse 28:20. Proverbs 28:20 says this, a faithful man will abound with blessings. No, you didn't hear me. How many of you prayed 24 minutes? A faithful man will abound in blessings. Come on, somebody. God is faithful. You want to be like God, you're going to have to be faithful. A faithful man abounds in God's blessing. Jesus said it this way, when you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Oh, me? Come on, somebody. Put your hand to the plow, don't look back. So it says, a faithful man will abound in blessings. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and have it abundantly, that you might be blessed abundantly, over beyond all that you can think or ask, that you might be blessed. God, oh God, that you would bless me indeed. Bless me more and more and more, Lord. Bless me more and more and more. What would happen if you just had all you needed right this minute? I could go out and be a blessing to you. I could go bless some people that I'd love to bless. I wish the next time somebody come to me and said, Pastor, you know, I'm really having a struggle here, I could say, well, here, Will $500 fix it? And just not even blink twice, just give it to them. I'd love to be able to do that. God just blessed me indeed. God blessed me indeed. Say, God bless the church. Indeed. 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 God bless me more and more and more and more. That's what Jabez said. He said, God bless me indeed. And then he said, God bless me indeed to the point that you have to enlarge my territory. Come on, somebody. Enlarge me, Lord. Bless me indeed. Make me a blessing, Lord. Make me a blessing, Lord. Now look with me in the book of Revelations. You have to understand, I'm skipping over about 490 of the blessings, okay? Or 590, maybe it would be better. How many of you really want to be blessed? Do you want to be blessed? Look at your neighbor and say, I want to be blessed. Say, God bless me indeed. God bless me indeed. You see, you don't need to be bashful when you pray this prayer. I mean, you don't need to back up. You need to just stand. You just need to say, God bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Now, we're just going to talk about the bless me indeed right tonight. But let's look at some things that would cause the blessings of God to come upon you. Revelations 1, verse 3 says this. Revelation 1, 3 says, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. How many of you have ever read the book of Revelation? I'm not asking you to hold your hands up. You want to be blessed? Read the book of Revelation. That's what the word says. It says, blessed is the person. Blessed is the person that reads. Blessed is the person who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. How many of you know that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You want to go around prophesying? You want to be a prophet? Go tell somebody about Jesus. Because that is the spirit of prophecy. Come on, somebody. It says in the book of Revelation in chapter 14. Lord, I give you praise tonight. Bless us indeed, O God. Just bless us indeed. Lord, will you bless us indeed? Listen to this. Chapter 14, verse 13 says, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, right, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And from now on, how many of you in this place understand that you're supposed to be dead in the Lord? You're supposed to have been buried with him in baptism and rise again to walk in newness of life? That you're supposed to die, the old man's supposed to be dead? How many of you could see some more blessings coming in your life if you let that old person die? That old jealousy, that old rage, that old anger come up. Come on, somebody. Blessed. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Come on, somebody. Blessed are those. And I understand this is talking about a physical death here. But, you know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and I believe every scripture, now this is just my belief, I believe every scripture's got at least three meanings to every scripture. I believe that it comes from the body, the soul, and the spirit. I believe that the Word of God is like a diamond. And it's according to how you're looking at it, the reflections you're going to get out of that. Had you ever read a scripture and it meant one thing to you, and you went back 6 months later and read that same scripture, and it meant something else? Have you ever had one time that you needed something from the Lord, and you read a scripture, and it helped you? And you needed something from the Lord some other time, and you read that same scripture, and it still helped you? Come on, somebody. You know why? Because the Word of God's living. I said it's living. It's alive. The Word of God is alive. So in chapter 16... Look with me in chapter 16 and verse 15. Behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garment. It says, blessed is he who watches, who keeps his garment, lest he walks naked and they see his shame. Come on, somebody. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garment. What is he talking about? Does anybody know what he's talking about here? What kind of garments do you have when you came to the Lord? You got rid of your old garments and you took on what? a new nature. That nature is a God nature. That nature is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are covered with the Shekinah glory of God, and you're to walk like that, talk like that, and keep your garment. The protection of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Blessed is he who walks and keeps his garment. Who watches, excuse me, and keeps his garment. Have you ever been under the anointing? How many in here have ever been really, really heavy under the anointing of God? You've been, I mean, well, you just knew that God was all over you. Do you know he wants to be all over you all the time? Now, how many of you, you were under the anointing and you were walking in the anointing, and one day the anointing was gone? Besides me, y'all don't lie. I've been there. I'm not trying to, it's not trick questions, okay? These are not trick questions. Everybody in this place has had the anointing, and everybody in this place has lost the anointing. And then you've got the anointing back. Then you, it said, what did we read earlier? I was reading before we ever got to this. It says, you will come in, you will go out, and you will find pasture. Come on, somebody. Come into the anointing. Come in and stay in the anointing of God. It's amazing the things that you can do under the anointing and the influence of the Holy Ghost. So, behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garment, who keeps his anointing. Lest he walks naked. What happened to Adam and Eve when they ate in the tree of the garden? Come on, somebody, help me a little bit here. What happened? They became naked instantly because the Shekinah glory of God left. You know what happens when you sin? You become naked before the Father. I'm telling you, the glory leaves. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. Not too many of you excited about that, are you? Chapter 19 and verse 9. 19:9. Then he said to me, right, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said, these are the true sayings of God. I want to read a little further. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am a fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That's what I was talking about just a few minutes ago. You see, when you watch and you're clothed, when you trust, come on, somebody. There's a whole lot more to this prayer that Jabez is talking about than just give me $100, God. Come on, somebody. He's talking about a whole lot more things than God bless me with $500 or $5,000 or $500,000. He's not talking about that. He's not talking about that at all. He's saying, God, bless me indeed with your presence, with your wisdom. Lord, bless me indeed. I mean, I'm just barely touching on the things of the blessings. In chapter 20, Lord, I give you praise. Lord, that was chapter 20. I'm sorry. That was 19? Okay. Chapter 20 and verse 6. Okay. Chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Blessed and holy, well, who have part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. Now, I'm going to get out here on a limb a little bit, okay? Y'all just bear with me. What happened to you when you got baptized? Everybody say, I died. It's not a trick question. And you died to the old person. And then what happened to you when you come up? You what? You resurrected. Amen. You resurrected. It says, blessed are those. Now, I understand that that's not exactly what everybody looks at that about. But I said, I believe every scripture has got three ways to look at it, body, soul, and spirit. You know, and I believe that there's some indication there that God's saying, you know, it also says that It's granted to man to one once to die, and then the judgment comes. You know what I found out? When I got saved, then come the judgment. No, I'm serious. Judgment came against the sin in the world that was in my life. Anybody notice that besides me? Come on, somebody. Now, I mean, it's just food for thought. Don't go telling everybody that's what Pastor Phil. It's just some food for thought here. Okay? We might have to erase that off the tape. I'm just telling you what I'm just wanting just some food for thought. I want to expand your horizons. You know what he said here? He said, bless me indeed, God, enlarge my territory. Now, I'm trying to enlarge your territory tonight a little bit. Come on. I'm trying to make you think. Come on, somebody. Somebody's getting a headache already. Chapter 22. Chapter 22 and verse 7. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. What's the words of the prophecy of this book? It says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So it sounds like to me that he's saying, blessed are you when you witness. I know. I'm just trying to make you look at some things a little different tonight. So don't stone me, okay? I'm just trying to make... It says, blessed, behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I know it means a lot of other things, but how many of you also may think it could mean to witness? You understand what I'm saying here? I know it meant there's a lot of other things in here too. I understand that. You know what I bet you though? I bet you if you go out and you start witnessing all the time and you talk about Jesus all the time and you watch closely and you keep your garments, I bet you keep the words. How many of you know what I'm talking about here? I bet you if you walk in the anointing of God that you keep the words of this prophecy. You will keep them. And if you start testifying, you're going to keep them. Hallelujah. You know something, I get very uncomfortable to see somebody preach something and then not live it. That is dangerous territory. That is dangerous, dangerous territory. I think that is just right on the edge of blasphemy. That's dangerous territory. Preach something and not live it. Come on, somebody. He says, you will, behold, I am coming quickly, and blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Somebody say, how? He says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not looking for pie in the sky. Come on. I want my pie now. How many of you want your pie now? Come on. Come on. Some people start with dessert. Come on. Listen. Blessed are those who do his commandments. What is his commandments? Love the Lord God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hinges all the laws and all the prophets. Now that is a powerful, powerful statement. And if you ever get a hold of that statement, you're going to understand why is he talking about hinges. Because that's the gates of heaven. And when have you ever opened a door with one hinge? It don't work real good. But if you've got both hinges, the law and the prophets, it says, bless, it says, love the Lord God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. The two hinges. All the laws, all the prophets hinge on them. Listen, this is some revelation for you folks if you ain't never heard it. And I believe that's what opens the gates. Come on, let us read a little further. I said, blessed are those who do his commandments that they may have the right to the tree of life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant, that you might be blessed, 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 blessed. The tree of life is when you eat off and you have the nature, when you act like and when you perform like God. You have the nature and the character of you. You become the character of God. You put off the old man. You put to death the old things and you begin to walk in newness of life with Jesus Christ. And you begin to love when the things are not lovable. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life. God, give me some of that. And may enter in through the gates into the city. What city? The city everybody's looking for, whose maker and architect is God. Come on, somebody shout or something. Somebody help me just a minute. I know that I'm making you think tonight. Come on. How many of you understand what God's saying to you? What Jabez said in this prayer? I mean, now I'm going to tell you, I didn't hear it preached like this, okay? They didn't preach it like I'm preaching it, okay? I like what they preach, but they didn't preach it like I'm preaching it. I'm telling you, Jabez, he got a hold of something. He said, God, bless me indeed. Look at your neighbor and say, God, bless him in, or bless them indeed. Now, come on, somebody. Is anybody, I'm serious. I won't go any further. Is anybody getting anything out of this tonight? Are you? I want you to see this. I want you to understand what God's showing me in this, because I think it's very important. Because the next time we come in here to pray this prayer, you'll be thinking about what I'm talking about up here. You'll be saying, God, bless me indeed. Go ahead and bless me, God. I mean, let me have it. Come on. And you know you're not asking for $1 million. That may be part of the package. I don't know what's in your package. I know the Shekinah glory of God's coming out of it. Come on, somebody. How many of you want to go in that little room, that warehouse, and go to the box that's laid out in your name on it, that's in the white box with a red trim, and you pull off the ribbons, and you look in there, and the glory of God comes out, and all the things he ever wanted to do for you, that he wanted to bless you with, they're all dusty, and they're all messed up, because you didn't take them while you were here. You were here, and God's saying, I want to bless you now. I want to bless you now. And Jabez says, listen, God, I want you to bless me indeed. That's not a selfish prayer. When you pray it in the right attitude, that is not a selfish prayer. Come on, somebody. Is anybody seeing what I'm saying here tonight? I mean, I want you to, listen, I'm starting to get excited about this Jabez prayer stuff myself. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking God wants us to do this now. He talked to us about praying 24 minutes. I think he's going to make it easier for this next month. You're going to pray for 24 seconds. Come on, somebody. But it's going to be a meaningful prayer. God bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory, that your hand might be with me, that you might keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And so God granted him his request. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. It's going to take you all a while to get caught up. I can see that. He's saying, what happened to the pastor? Oh, glory. Praise him. Praise him. Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Whew. Matthew 5. Turn with me to Matthew 5 quickly. I just want you to get a hold of this with me. You see, I've made up my mind. I'm going to get blessed. I'm going to live blessed. I'm going to act blessed. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be blessed indeed. I'm going to get so blessed that I am going to have to enlarge my territory. Come on, somebody. I'm going to get so blessed, I'm going to have to enlarge the territory, because there's not going to be enough territory to hold what I got. Come on, somebody. Matthew 5. Let's just read through the Beatitudes for a minute. Chapter 5, verse 3. Cursed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. This ought to minister to somebody that's been having a hard week. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. Look, God bless me indeed. It's a whole lot more than money. This is a whole lot more than money. Money, when you start looking at this thing, money is such a little bitty part of this that it's insignificant. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. Listen, enlarge my territory, God, because I got a whole bunch of blessings coming. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemaker. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And all the other blessings. You want something to do with the rest of your week? Go home and get your concordance. If you don't have a Strong's, they sell them. Or you can come borrow mine. Or you can use the one on the computer. I don't care. And start looking up blessed. Blessed. Blessings. And see what. And just start reading them. You get happy. I got happy reading these things. And I didn't pick out but about 10 of them. I mean, God bless me indeed. How many of you can pray that prayer now with confidence and not feel like you're being selfish? Come on, somebody. So you pray it with the right attitude. God, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory, God, because you're going to bless me and I'm going to need more territory. But God, keep your hand on me. Keep your hand on me, Lord, that you would keep me from evil. Remember what the love of money is? It's the root of all evil. That I may not cause pain. There's more pain caused over money. Come on, folks. And over material things. Over greed. You would keep me from evil. That I may cause no pain. That I may not cause pain. I may not cause pain. Everybody stand your feet. That's all I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach on enlarge the territory next week. At some point. I don't know if it's going to be Sunday morning. I may do it on Wednesday night. Amen? Did you make some copies of this there at the back, I believe? Are they on the table back there of this prayer? But we got it on the overhead. I want us just, let's just read this together. Starting with, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And God granted that request. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I believe if you will pray this in the right way, with the right attitude, understanding that God wants to bless you with all. What did Jesus say? None. Or what's the word say? It says none of the blessings are yes and amen in Christ, doesn't it? No, it says all. All. The blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've been praying it over you for the last 3 or 4 months. That you might realize and live. I don't think this is an accident. I think this is a word of God to you and to me. I believe this is our word of our. You know, you got to have fresh bread sometimes. You need fresh bread to go on sometimes. How many of you get tired of tuna fish sandwiches? Sometimes you got to have some, bologna. Come on, man. Or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. That's what Ashley likes. Daddy, I want peanut butter and jelly. I can't believe it. I tried them the other day, and they're pretty good. Come on. Just leaving the bananas off of them, though. How many of you think you can go home and pray this prayer and mean it now? Oh, what'll we get to the enlarge your territory part? Oh, goodness gracious. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Go over to somebody and just love them and pray. Pray, say, God, bless them. God, bless. Lord, bless my sister indeed. Enlarge your territory. Lord, that your hand may be with her, that you may keep her from evil, that she may not cause pain. God, grant that request in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Well, that's all I have for tonight. I will be more than glad to pray with somebody if you need personal prayer, but, you know, I just say to you, pray this prayer, and you won't need personal prayer for a while. God's good. Amen.